The London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine has just been awarded a $100,000 grant for turning latrines into flytraps. The project on this is in the Gambia with the aim of reducing diarrheal disease, and it's one of 2,400 proposals made to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, of which only 88 were successful. Professor Steve Lindsay told me what it's all about.
Well, the project is a wacky idea where we want to flyproof latrines and use the horrible odours that stream out of the pit latrines to attract flies into a trap. So we can take out the flies that normally breed in the latrines, and flies which I think are very important, because if they breed in the latrines, they're getting very close to faeces and, well, they're breeding in the faeces. So they're coming into contact with all sorts of pathogens you don't want them to have. And then they fly out of the latrines and then they spread their germs on food and fish in the marketplace. So we think if we take out the flies, we may actually reduce not only the irritation caused by flies, but also their propensity to transmit diarrheal diseases, which we think is really important.
It is just a pilot study at this stage. Mm-hmm. But what practical lessons can be learnt from turning latrines into flytraps?
Three things, really. One is to consider for the first time how to design a better pit latrine. And now, for folk that haven't seen a pit latrine, that's simply a hole in the ground with a cover over it, usually cement or more commonly mud. And that's a basic design with a hole in it where people drop their faeces and urine. So trying to see whether we can come up with something simple but effective which shuts off the drop hole to flies. That's product number one, if we're lucky. Product number two is using the gases that come off from the pit latrines to turn that into a trap. And we may be really effective at reducing fly numbers using this sort of trap, but we don't know. So this is going into unknown. And the third thing is really taking a closer look at the flies, all the species of flies that breed in our latrines, to find out what are they carrying on them. What are they bringing out from the depths of the latrine? What are the horrible pathogens that they're spreading to the food? And ultimately, seeing whether they are effective at transmitting diarrheal disease to people in the villages.
Steve Lindsay, Chair of Public Health Entomology at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, talking about his group's project in the Gambia, funded by a Grand Challenges Explorations grant from the Gates Foundation. For Audio News, I'm Sarah Maxwell.